My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank all of you for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with some information that's vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is so important, and having a foundation of knowledge that you can work with truly heads you in a healthier direction. We learn every single day that we now have things coming at us that in the past may not have hit us until we were much older in our calendar years. But nonetheless, they're happening. What it means is we don't need to just get worried about it and start stressing. It means that we need to pay better attention. It means we need to learn how to prioritize. It also means that we need to search out information from quality sourced people that can give us the tools that we need to get the job done. Every day here on my show now for the past 30 years, I've brought you the best guests in the industry, the folks that spend their days every day continually educating, informing, researching, as well as continuing to educate themselves so they stay up to date on all the things they need to be able to share on a daily basis all over the country. We also make sure that we talk about the relevant topics, the things that are really important for today's world, the things we should be focusing on, and in many cases, the things we, you know, don't focus on as much as we should. So tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, for the best guest in the industry, the relevant topics, and the best of the best tools for you to be as healthy as you possibly can. Now remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and you can listen to them and download the podcast on demand when it's good for you on your time schedule. Just go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Of course, every day, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are amazing at what they do because they not only make you feel comfortable, but because it's a full-service environment, your questions are answered. They carry the best of the best. They have conversations. They are there to work with you, to give you education and information so that you can make valid, decisive decisions about your health, and let you leave with peace of mind that this time around, you're going to be more successful than you've ever been in the past. And because they only carry the best of the best from the high-integrity companies who think of us first, the consumer, you'll never make a mistake. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Take the time when you're fiddling around Facebook to give them a thumbs up to get connected with these amazing people. And go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff that you can learn from. And the coupons, you can use them right at the store. I hope you'll become part of the Stay Healthy family. I guarantee you, you will be really glad that you did. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Garden of Life, and I am so excited. I've got a brand new guest today, and I think you're going to really enjoy the conversation. Amber Lynn Vitale is a regional educator for Garden of Life. She is also a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition. She also brings her training in Ayurvedic medicine to the Garden of Life team. Since early childhood, she's been fascinated with the power of foods and herbs and dietary supplements to optimize health, and after earning a BA in economics and Russian, she went on to pursue this passion. For 16 years, she has both worked in product retail and maintained her own wellness practice, often working with doctors and alternative medical professionals, promoting optimal health inside and out. She has also spent several years writing educational articles for a variety of natural health publications. Amber is excited to be a member of the Garden of Life education team and to continue the mission of empowering extraordinary health. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Amber.
Hey, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much. I've been blessed to work with Garden of Life for, oh my goodness, I can't tell you how many years now because we're in double digits. But it's been always a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I'm so glad to welcome you to my show. It's great.
I'm excited to be here for the first time.
Well, you know, I've heard wonderful things about you. Bruce was bragging on you this morning, so I'm ready to chat. And our topic today is going to be a fun one because we're going to be able to do a couple things. We're going to be able to educate on what people should look for, and we're also going to be letting them know exactly what something is, because you know what happens when something is hot in the media. Sometimes a lot of information that comes out, stretches the actual truth and sometimes adds layers of confusion. And today, we're going to be talking about turmeric. So what I would like to do is, first of all, maybe get a little background from you. Obviously, it's hot. It's a hot commodity, and I think it's wonderful, and I think that it's not brand new, and some people think that we just dug it up somewhere and it's brand new. Talk a little bit about how you see turmeric. When you look at it, you're studying, you're going to give a lecture on turmeric. Where do you start with your information?
Well, I think because I have the Ayurvedic background, you know, I like to view things holistically. There's no one herb that is right for everybody. I mean, there are herbs in Ayurvedic medicine that are considered sattvic, meaning that they're pretty good across all doshas or constitutions, but you still have to really look at each person, and you have to really look at everything they're bringing to the table, you know, what medications they're on, what imbalances they have. And no one of us is, you know, we're not two-dimensional. You know, we have multiple dimensions, multiple factors at play. So I like to look at turmeric holistically. Yes, it's a beautiful herb. Yes, most everybody can eat it in their food and in food amounts for flavoring and color and benefit from it over the long term. But when you start to get into higher doses for health purposes, very specific conditions, then, of course, it needs to balance out with your constitution and other things that you take in. But, you know, turmeric is a beautiful herb. You know, it's considered like the mother of herbs in Ayurvedic medicine. I know you're an herbalist. I'm not certified as an herbalist. I have some herbal training with my Ayurvedic and Western herbal training with my nutrition degree. But for me, it's just looking at it holistically. You know, turmeric is this root. Roots are grounding. They help to support your body literally from the ground up. And, you know, turmeric is one of these things that so many people think is going to be the perfect thing for them. And maybe if they were eating a little bit every day for life, we've seen the population studies, right? We've seen the epidemiological studies looking at thousands and tens of thousands of people and populations in India and Asia. And, you know, Singapore is a great place to do these kinds of studies. And you see that at the end of their life, if they've consumed turmeric every single day, they have much less incidence of inflammatory conditions than for those people who never consumed turmeric. And I think that's really compelling because that's a daily consumption. Where we are so goofy in the West is that we, as you said, find out about something, think it's new, it's all the rage, we jump on it, and we decide to try to catch up. So we take tons and tons and tons of it, you know, trying to make up for a lifetime of not having it and not realizing it's not a Tylenol, you know?
You know, the funny thing is, I think you just hit a point that is so, so true. I was having the conversation with someone on the plane. I just flew up here to Washington, and I was talking to a lady on the plane, and she said, you know, I got back into my vitamins because I was off them for a couple of months. I started taking them three times a day to get caught up, and I said, no, you know, don't do that. And she said, well, she goes, but I had a gap. I said, that's okay. your body is forgiving. It'll just jump back in where you left off. It may take a little while. You know, might have to fill some voids and cracks and crevices and things along the way. I said, but, you know, you're not going to make up for that. That's like saying if you don't sleep all week, if you sleep 5 or 6 hours extra, you're going to get caught up for the week. No, it's just kind of what you do that day moving forward. And she was just like, oh, I thought, and I said, no. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. And plus, it's a big strain on your body to break down all that stuff that you're throwing at it. Just go on your normal dosage. But that mentality, it's out there.
Absolutely. And it's out there with things like, you know, dietary changes. I don't like to use the word diet, except when I'm referring to what people eat. But when people are on a particular dietary regimen for a particular purpose, and they sort of fall off of it, and they think, oh, I'm done, you know, I'm over, you know, I just have to wait until I want to start all over again. No, you just pick up. You go on. You know, you go on from where you're at, and it's this, you know, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. You know, that's life, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree 100%. When someone talks to you and maybe they say, well, I've heard that, you know, this is very widely used and a very big part of the culture in India, and many people don't even think of it as Ayurvedic. They just think of it as part of their spices and their foods. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, it is. And it's not just India. It's all throughout Southeast Asia. You know, you have turmeric in Thailand and, you know, all Cambodia, you know, all kinds of interesting places all over. You know, original, I guess, genus and species of turmeric is in what is now India. But it's spread all over the place, of course, with the spice trade, and is used in so many different foods and to color things that people don't even realize. And, I, you know, with Ayurveda, it's funny, and you're probably very familiar with this. There are people who love things because they're Ayurvedic or because they're exotic, and there are people who really push back against that because they're so foreign or because things are coming from a foreign country like India or China, and they worry about quality, for example. So we really have to kind of meet that patient, that client, that consumer where they're at and address their concerns. Definitely turmeric is used in the diet, and I think what's really interesting is on a daily basis what someone might consume might be, you know, a teaspoon worth of turmeric in their personal curry, you know, which might give them if it was a good fresh turmeric and it was prepared the right way, you know, in fats with some black pepper, ginger, and cardamom, coriander, and this kind of thing, it might give them about 100 milligrams of curcuminoids. And then, you know, when we're supplementing, we go out and we get these really high potency, 100 milligram, 500 milligram. It's just really important to paint the picture for people of what that would look like in your food, and that there's something that you might do on a daily basis that would be like eating it versus what you might do on a short-term basis that is for more therapeutic purposes.
You know, I'm a big believer if you do add a good quality turmeric powder to your food, I think it needs to be mixed with fats. I think that's a little important. You know, I try to have people use it more in their diet that way. But, you know, it sometimes gets a little difficult for people to understand that there is this dramatic difference between sprinkling turmeric powder on their food, throwing it in their stir fry, or brushing it on their chicken, or tossing it with their vegetables, versus taking a quality supplement. And it's hard to realize. And they're like, "Well, turmeric is turmeric." No, it's not. And you know, sometimes getting that understanding across, it's a little hard. I mean, they'll get the aha moment after a conversation, but you know, if that's being confused, then that means there's a lot more people out there that could be getting a better benefit, and we'll be talking about some of the supplements that are available from Garden of Life. If, let's say, they're sprinkling turmeric on their food or using one of these supplements, one of them is going to give them a dramatically different benefit.
Right, like grocery store turmeric in the spice section. You have no idea how old that is. You have no idea how it was dried. You have no idea if there's maltodextrin or cornstarch or something in it that's diluting it. Silicon dioxide, who knows? You know, this is the thing. It's even that way with black pepper and so many other things, our salt, you know, sea salt with anti-caking agents in it. And so what we find in the food sections, though they should be beneficial, are not the same as you would find in the spice market in India. I mean, that's just, it's, I mean, go on one of these food shows and look at one of these people going to the spice markets in the, in Singapore, in India, somewhere in China, the color of those spices in these baskets just out in the open, incredible. And color is what really tells you how fresh something is and how potent that it can be. And when we say, it's like cinnamon, right? So, oh, well, I have cinnamon in a shaker bottle. I sprinkle it on my oatmeal, so it's good for my blood sugar, right? Well, yeah, but it's not going to back you up out of a really bad dysglycemic state, a bad blood sugar handling state, when you're just sprinkling it on there. Now you need to get into the teaspoons and, you know, big capsules full of cinnamon. And the same is really true, as you said, you know, with the turmeric. I'm curious what you think about these, you know, because we know that turmeric is better absorbed if you saute it in ghee or coconut oil or some kind of fat. It's better assimilated, it's better absorbed in, through the intestinal lining and also assimilated in the tissue if it's been with other spices that help to process it in the whole system. So ginger, you know, black pepper plays a role in absorption and also how long it stays in the bloodstream. You know, having it in these this mix of what we call a curry can be really beneficial. But, I turmeric juices, like the shots and all of that, they're so refreshing. But I wonder what you think as an herbalist as to the efficacy or whether you ever get any of those curcuminoids in your bloodstream at all, or if it's more just a digestive tonic.
I look at them as a digestive tonic. Mm-hmm. And I don't put it, it's like someone said to me the other day, would you ever rely on yogurt as your main source of probiotics? And I said, no. Even though I use good Greek or kosher, good quality yogurt that has no sugars and sprinkles and ding-dongs and ho-hos in it and, you know, all the little things that they that they love to add to yogurt today.
Those references all the time. I've never heard anybody else do it. That's hilarious.
You know, it's crazy. You know, I mean, if I want yogurt, I use yogurt. Would I rely on it and not take my doctor's formulated? No. Oh, and actually let everybody know, this Wednesday I'm doing an entire hour on the doctor's formulated probiotics from Garden of Life, so make sure you tune in for that. There's going to be great specials attached to those products, so you can stock up at a great price, courtesy of Garden of Life, and stay healthy. But that being said, do I use turmeric in my food, in my diet? Yes, I do. Would I rely on it as my sole source of turmeric at my age when the body needs antioxidant benefits and protective benefits and healing benefits and all those things? No way. So when I see a tonic or a shot or something that has turmeric in it, I enjoy it. I think it's wonderful. But I look at it as maybe a little bit of a digestive balancer, maybe a little bit of a momentary mild anti-inflammatory, maybe a little booster for the system. But that's about as far as I go. So I think we're in agreement there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, there's so many benefits to the whole turmeric rhizome that are beyond just the curcuminoids. And curcuminoids are those, you know, for your listeners, the active constituents that we've been able to isolate or standardize at least to a high percentage and then research and know that these are what promote a lot of the activity that turmeric has in the body, at least what is traceable, at least what is demonstrable, you know, through research and through science. But that's not all that's in turmeric. So when you have a standardized extract, that 95% of that extract is curcuminoids, mostly being curcumin, one of the curcuminoids. And a lot of the marketing is to that. And it's important because this tells you how this might act in your body. And it, you know, it's based on a percentage of people that got a benefit from a standardized turmeric extract from these curcuminoids. But there's still all this other plant stuff that now in a 95% standardized extract isn't really present in very high amounts. So I do love, and I have always looked for, combinations where there's whole turmeric root in combination with standardized extract. So you know, pretty good idea of how much of the curcuminoids you're getting, but you're also getting all of those rhizome benefits because first and foremost, you've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for a long time. We didn't know about the role the microbiome played. We talked about Peyer's patches. We talked about all this immune tissue in the gut and how important that was. We did talk about how two-thirds of your immune system was in your gut, but we did not realize what a role this microbiome played. And now how we look at herbs, we have to look at it even more holistically than ever before. I just saw an article the other day about how, like, levodopa, you know, medications are getting chewed up and processed by your microbiome. So for sure, herbs, which are plants, which are food, you know, they're getting processed first by your microbiome. A whole portion of that signaling is due to your microbiome, not just what gets in your bloodstream. So it's so important. People get so caught up on how much of this is going to get in my bloodstream. What's the absorption rate? You know, how fast is it going to get in my bloodstream? That's only a part of the conversation. You know, there's a whole lot more going on there than how quickly this gets in your bloodstream. We're not using pharmaceuticals. That is not the goal here.
I think that you hit a really good point, and I think that we need to, maybe as just a public, take a look at the big picture of supplements and just make sure that you are choosing wisely with the quality of the product before you get started. And if you're choosing wisely at the beginning, we don't have to second-guess ourselves to see how well they're working, where they're going, are we getting them to where we need to go. I think all of the discussion needs to be at the very point of, like, when you go to Stay Healthy and you're talking with them and you're choosing your products, once you've chosen your products, just take them, let them do their job, sit back and enjoy the benefits. And stuff's, you know, I think we second-guess ourselves all the time, and I think we have sometimes, maybe because of the media, confused ourselves into oblivion here, that we just don't know what to think anymore. And then we have the old other side of the coin where the people say, well, something's better than nothing. So that gets confusing,
right,
too.
Well, and it is really hard for the average person to really comprehend what's on a label. I mean, you know, we may have a science background, but if a person just had their high school science and they went on to something else, they went into the arts, they went into something else, they're just, you know, that's gone. And they're not looking up the research. They're not translating that. They're not understanding even what standardization means and what that exactly refers to. So to choose a supplement that is going to be effective and is also properly sourced and clean and sustainable and, you know, all those things, it is very tricky. And I realize over and over again as I train people in stores, even the staff of stores, you know, I realize how you and I can't take it for granted that it's understood by customers exactly what to look for. You know, the conversation with my mom, you know, I could say it over and over again, and she's still like, I don't understand what the difference is. Why can't I take this one on the infomercial that I saw last night, you know? And marketing just makes it really, really challenging. And even word of mouth, you know, even social media. I mean, the whole CBD craze. Well, you know, my neighbor took this one for gout, and her gout got better, like, in 2 days, so this must be really good for gout, you know, and just this association that is made anecdotally that is so influential, you know, because we're social creatures, you know, and it really takes advantage of that. And for sure, that's a huge part of healing, is the placebo effect that we get from thinking that something is going to benefit us. As you said, just sit back, relax, let the thing do its job. But I think laying out some guidelines for, you know, listeners on how they can decide what is going to be a quality product, a clean product, an efficacious product on the outset. And it's great. I mean, if, you know, if you've got a store that only curates products that are really high quality, then the customer can trust that. And that's definitely where they should go. You know, I listened to your intro and you're talking about curating information that is high quality, which is my passion. I'm just so tired of people hearing, you know, Googling something and reading the first blog that comes up and believing that that is truth. When things are written, they seem to become true, and it takes a lot more research than that. It is my passion to constantly curate truth, you know, as best we know right now. How can we help people to really get information that moves the needle on their health?
We're going to go ahead and take an early break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about the products that you can pick up at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, and there's some amazing discounts attached to these, so tune in, stay with us, don't go away. Be right back with Amberlynn Vitale from Garden of Life. And we're talking turmeric today. I think you're going to love the second half of the show. Stay tuned.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store for many different reasons. Number one, they've been around a long time, and they bring great honesty and truthfulness to the industry. And today, with so much information and misinformation and bad information circulating, the most important thing that we do every day is try to take care of our health or hold on to our health or get our health back because we've lost it. We want to make sure that we are getting the best information, spending our money wisely, and creating relationships with people who we have in our back pocket that we can go talk to when we need help and when we need guidance, and we are able to get the answers that we need and sometimes get steered in a different direction than we thought because we were listening to a friend who was going a certain way, but that way doesn't work for us. But being able to ask questions, you could still meet them at the finish line, but you may have to choose a completely different route. But that's okay. You're going to love the people at Stay Healthy. Not only have they been in the industry for a long time, they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, but they are also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. A fully packed store with the best of the best. And remember, the Garden of Life line, they carry all of the products in the line. One of the few stores out there that's carrying the whole line of products, and they make sure that they're 25 to 35% off every single day. So you can get your favorite Garden of Life products, save a little money, but also stay with the quality that you've learned to love. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're having a great time. We're in a conversation with Amberlynn Vitale representing Garden of Life. I think that you're going to enjoy this part of the show. We're talking about turmeric today. And before we get started, I want to remind you that the turmeric is 35% off at the store. I just heard from Marge, and she told me they're 35% off, and there's also an extra $3 off coupon if you ask for it. So it's a great time to try your turmeric. So what we're going to do now is talk about the turmeric products, and maybe you'll be able to have a better grasp on which one will be for you and why. So when we look at this product and we look at the products that are available from Garden of Life, why do you think that some of us, Amber, may choose a chewable over a tablet? And you know what's really funny is Bruce and I have had this conversation. Neither of us ever thought that we would attach ourselves to a gummy. We were so down and depressed on gummies. There's no way we would have ever recommended it. But here we are recommending a gummy because the world and the area of gummies has changed.
Yep. I was the same. I was just like, come on, adults. Like, if you're a kid or you're old and you have no teeth, you can have a gummy. Or you're pregnant and you're nauseous. Okay, I'll give you a gummy. But the rest of you, come on. Adult up, right? But then we tasted them and we were like, oh, okay. I can see how I might want a little tasty snack that also has vitamins or herbs in it. You know, they're very good. So, I mean, obviously people choose a chewable or a gummy. One very valid reason is if they can't swallow a capsule or a tablet, obviously. A lot of people, I think, choose them because they're fun and they're tasty, but I think they have to also recognize that they may not get certain constituents or activation through a gummy, or they might not get as much potency in some cases, like in a multivitamin gummy, as they're going to get in a tablet. But with the turmeric gummies, you know, you're getting a good 50 milligrams of curcuminoids plus some whole turmeric plus some cinnamon. The thing with the gummies, though, is that it's black pepper, which is great, but there's not very much in there. They're not spicy. We wanted the gummies to be something that young, middle-aged, and old alike could take, and they are even on the supplement facts panel, it does give dosing, you know, for kids, I think, over 7. So that's pretty cool. That's great. We love to be able to give these antioxidants to the whole family. What I love is that we have the turmeric boost powder, which also has 50 milligrams of curcuminoids plus whole turmeric and ginger and all this other great stuff per serving, per teaspoon, but it has the piperine extract, the black pepper standardized to piperine, which means you can get more of that piperine constituent that helps the curcuminoids both get in the bloodstream and stay in the bloodstream longer so that it can actually spread to all the tissues, because turmeric can work in all the tissues of your body if it can get there. And the liver works to clear curcuminoids pretty fast. And so this is why black pepper has always been used in any kind of a preparation, or trichotoo, for example, long pepper, black pepper, and ginger, right, in any preparation that had something like turmeric in it, because they knew that it had better efficacy after, you know, generations of observation if those peppers were in there. How much pepper? Well, you're obviously not going to put a teaspoon of black pepper in there for somebody who's gastrically irritated. What a standardized extract of black pepper allows you to do is use very little of those irritating components and get a maximum of the piperine, which has the activity of improving the absorption and assimilation of those curcuminoids. So you get that in the powder, the turmeric boost powder. You get that in the tablet, but it is not in the gummies. And so these are things that people need to be aware of, that the gummy is great for antioxidants, but it's not maybe so great for whole body inflammation. It might not get to your joints. It might not get that far, but it's going to be great as an antioxidant, really good for the gut, a good tonic.
You know what's interesting with all of this is I have a lot of people that throughout the day will use the turmeric tablets because they really, really love them, and they've tried maybe a half a dozen of other formulas, and they were not very impressed. But they're trying the Garden of Life. They may be taking one with every meal. But you know what they do is in between meals, they use the chewables. And these are people that are very busy, very active, dealing with a lot of inflammation. You know, many of them were on pain medication at one time or another and got off of it because their liver enzymes were high, or they caught themselves getting a little too comfortable with using, mm-hmm. you know, the pain medication, because it's a very easy transition. I don't care who you are or where you're from. Opioids get very comfortable after a period of time. But they use both. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great if it's working for them, especially if they're using, like, the
You know, the interesting thing is sometimes you push the wrong button on a keyboard, you disconnect yourself. I think I disconnected both of us. We're back. We're live.
Okay.
We're wonderful. You know, but how do you feel about the combination using both?
Right. Yes. It's great. So especially if somebody's using a normal size dose, like a food size dose, so like the inflammation response tablet has about as much curcuminoids in it as you would get if you had a dish that was flavored like a curry, because that'd be about a teaspoon of good turmeric that would have about 100 milligrams of curcuminoids in it, and it has all the black pepper, and the tablet is made so that kind of no matter how you take it, if you're the person who swallows it with water or coffee first thing in the morning, it's still designed with the fermented turmeric and the standardized extract and the standardized black pepper and the ginger that's mm-hmm. fermented to get it to where it needs to go in your body, even if you don't really know what to take it with. You know, if you just get a capsule of turmeric powder, you'd better be taking it with fat. You know, you better be taking it with food, or you're not going to get much out of it. Our tablets are designed to you know, they're kind of like turmeric for dummies, you know, like in the sense that you don't really have to know that much about herbs to take them and benefit from them. And that's a really good food-sized dose. So maybe somebody, as you said, is taking that with each meal, which is like having curry each meal, which would be something you'd have each meal if you lived in places in the world where they eat that way. And then the gummies, the chewables, become that sort of additional antioxidant support. Antioxidants, and this is what turmeric really is food-derived support that spares your own cellular antioxidants that are just dealing with all the byproducts of cellular respiration, producing energy, detoxifying components, producing particular proteins, and you know, it's a messy business. And just like any factory, there's waste that has to be neutralized and eliminated, and your cells make substances to do that. But if you're sick, or you're eating a horrible diet, or you have exposures to, you know, outdoor influences or medications, or, you know, a sick building syndrome, or you fly all the time like I do, you overwhelm your cells' ability to neutralize even what the cells themselves are producing, let alone what is in, you know, your environment. And so consuming something like this on a regular basis throughout the day, and you're reminding me, Jeff, that I need to get back on, you know, carrying this with me as much as I fly. You know, you just constantly need to protect yourself with what nature has to offer, these beautiful plant compounds that support your body in helping itself.
You know, I find myself, as much as I'm traveling as well, you know, there are just things that, you know, you think you can cut back on. You know, I'm only gone for a week, it's no big deal. No. You pay the price. Mm-hmm. So just continuing, when you find a combination that works for you, then take the time, put them in a vitamin case, put them in Ziploc bags, and take 10 minutes out of your day. I don't care if you sit down in front of the TV, make your bag so you have your stuff so you can take it when you're gone, because your body does notice a difference. And, you know, just being in germ-filled environments can weaken your system down. And try flying today and not being in a germ-filled environment.
I know, when you get on the airplane and you see someone with a mask on, aren't you like, okay, are they protecting themselves or are they protecting me? Do I want to sit next to them? You know, the person behind you that's coughing the whole way.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I play the game when I'm sitting down waiting for somebody to sit in the seat next to me, and I see somebody coming with a mask on, and I'm like, no. and I feel bad that they're going somewhere else, but I'm really glad that because with my luck, you know, they're going to sit next to me, and then they're going to take off the mask, and I'm going to get whatever they
right.
got.
Well, and we don't know what it means in our culture. If you're in Asia and people wear a mask, because if you're out in public and you're coughing and you don't have a mask on, somebody's going to chide you for that. You know, you're not being socially responsible. And so here, we don't know. We don't know why a person's wearing a mask. You know, it just makes it hard. But beyond that, I mean, I'm almost less afraid of germs than I am of toxins. And I mean, you know as well as I do that we are totally out of control with what comes into the plane, what we breathe as we're getting on the plane, what's in the airport. I mean, people's perfumes, you know, it's really it's a lot on our bodies. I don't think we realize what modern living, what the toll that it really, really takes on our bodies. We're constantly in a stress response. And this is just really important. This is one reason why almost everyone should take some turmeric every day, you know, is because we are constantly in a chemical state in our body as if we're always looking over our shoulder for the lion that's going to eat us at the watering hole. You know, chemically, it's the same thing as if you are a impala and you're constantly being hunted. You're just always in a stress response. When do we really let down and not have a fear or a worry or a concern about something? And so our cells are constantly bathed in this stress, and that upregulates certain activities, inflammation. It upregulates your immune system, which leads to inflammation, which is a positive thing, except when it runs rampant. And so these modulators are very important. So where Ayurvedic medicine might have said, oh, turmeric, 250 milligrams to 1 gram, you know, 1,000 milligrams. Now today, we're realizing that to break through all this noise of our exposures and our stresses and the history of our health and the foods that we've eaten, the processed foods that a lot of people have eaten, we tend to need much higher doses to really break through that, at least temporarily.
You know, I just had a chime in from one of my listeners, and she said, you know, Jeff, I started going back to the gym. She said, you've done a consult with me, and I've done really well. I've dropped about 20 pounds, and I decided to go back to the gym, and I was in so much discomfort with my legs and probably from the extra weight. But I went to the store, and Marge gave me the turmeric, the joint and mobility from Garden of Life. I think that's what you're talking about. It has made a dramatic difference. I take 3 a day. I feel better. My joints feel better. I'm able to stay on the treadmill and the elliptical for 45 minutes now, and I don't have the nighttime soreness that I did. So I hope this is the one you're talking about. We're all listening here at work, but I'm telling everybody. So you're telling everybody for me. Thank you.
Joint mobility is a superstar. So inflammatory response is per tablet, like taking a teaspoon of turmeric in your curry. The joints and mobility is like having 5 teaspoons of turmeric in your curry. It's 500 milligrams of curcuminoids plus some of that whole turmeric and ginger and the black pepper extract with the piperine. So it is a superstar, and it's a great place for somebody to start when they're having those kinds of extreme situations, you know, because what you don't want to be in pain. Pain itself is another stressor, and pain itself is going to prevent you from getting the exercise, even just walking, that you need, you know, both for your health and for your state of mind. You know, pain is going to keep you on the couch. Pain is going to keep you indoors. Pain is going to affect your state of mind and your mood even. So absolutely, when people are starting a new regimen like that, they're having pain, they're having inflexibility of their joints due to them swelling up and creating stiffness, when they're having a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, it is a great idea to jump in with that joints and mobility. Later, she may be able to assess if she can back down to the inflammatory response, maybe still do it 3 times a day, or maybe she might need it just a couple times a day. It's always good to reassess exactly how much do you need. You know, more is not necessarily better. I just had an article published in Natural Practitioner. It was too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. You know, there's a point with all plants at which it doesn't help you and it starts to harm you, you know, and it's really important to always assess how much do you need. And she can reevaluate that with you and all the good people in the store.
But don't you also know that there's still a lot of people out there, a lot of people that still think 1 is good, 5 is better, and we have to curtail that?
Of course. I mean, that's just the mentality of abundance, right, and having, you know, ample pantries and refrigerators and stores full of stuff, and also just this, again, the idea of catching up. And I think if you can let people know, like, if you like to exercise an hour of a day, what would be the difference between that and actually exercising 5 hours a day? Could 5 hours a day be too much for you? And yet exercise is a good thing, right? How would you feel if you exercised 5 hours a day? Oh, more sore, you know, you'd be more hungry, you'd be more tired, you'd have more injuries. And so the same is true with herbs or antioxidants or you know, even spices or other, like, supplements that you might take. More B vitamins aren't necessarily better. If you've got what you need, you don't need more. It's just more for your body to process. And what is that sweet spot? Well, it is individual. Every person has a slightly different sweet spot. But the research works hard to kind of make a curve, a little hill. And if you're under that hill in the curve, you're getting a benefit without overdoing it. So when there's a recommendation on a label, you know, take this in this amount, for most people, they're going to find a benefit at that amount. Some people may need more. Some people may need to take less so they don't have side effects because their body doesn't process it quite the same way. And you kind of got to figure that out. But I think that you can help people, your staff and the stores, they can help people because they can say, well, you know, are you sensitive? I have a client that she's, every time we start a new supplement, if the dose is a tablet, we have to cut it in quarters, you know, and she needs to do that for like a week or two until her body gets used to that change. We look at kids on the autism spectrum. It was always like that. You can't just jump in with full dose of anything. Every change, they're very sensitive to. Some people are like that. Some people need the horse tranquilizer. You know, they need, if it's a gram dose, they need 4 grams. You know, they just have greater needs for a higher dose than other people do or can tolerate higher doses. I mean, Ayurvedic medicine is great and Chinese medicine because they look at this. You know, if you're the practitioner and you're talking to somebody, you're assessing them and you're looking at, well, it's most likely that this person with this constitution is going to need a higher dose. It's much more likely that this person with a slight build and a nervous constitution, I might have to start them on a lower dose and ease up and keep them comfortable, you know. So our products give those options. You've got the 100 milligrams of curcuminoids and the inflammatory response, and you have 5 times that strength in the joints and mobility. And then you have a combination product in the pain relief that is really focused on exactly what it says and has the, completely lost my train of thought of what we have in there along with it. The andrographis, thank you. That has been demonstrated really amazing research on pain relief by reducing liver heat, basically. So if your pain is a hot pain, you know, it can really be beneficial for that, and it can be really beneficial for reducing the inflammatory markers, even in things like rheumatoid arthritis. So this clinically researched Piractin showed tremendous benefits, and your customers can use it as needed for occasional pain, or if they follow the research, they might be able to use it the way that it was used in the clinical research for longer-term issues. So bringing in the synergy of different herbs and having lots of options. The gummies, you know, everyday support. Gummies have sugar. You know, ours comes just from apple and peach puree, which is awesome, but it is still a treat. It's, you know, it's just something that you want to look at how that fits into your total diet. And then you have the powders. Golden milk is a lifestyle drink. That's another great way to get it. I love that in the winter, that being one of my sources of turmeric. And the turmeric boost, if you're physically active, it's also a great hydrator. You know, if you just overdid it, if you overdid it last night, turmeric boost is a great thing in the morning, you know, and it's also great after workouts or in hot days and gives you those curcuminoids in a liquid form. So lots of options, lots of delivery systems for every person's needs with respect to turmeric.
Wow, such good information today. I appreciate you being here. What a pleasure to have you here for the first time, and I hope you'll be back again to check in with us and do another show and help us pass on this awesome information about an incredible line of products from Garden of Life. Thanks for being here today.
Well, I sure love what you're doing. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Have a wonderful day. Be well and stay healthy.
And you as well.
My guest today, Amber Lynn Vitale, representing Garden of Life. She's a pleasure. I enjoy her. She's got a great amount of knowledge, and she has a wonderful way of helping to bring it about, making it really conversational. And isn't that a lot easier to make things understandable? I think it is. You know, I've learned that over my I'm at 40 years now, so, and over 35 years on the air. So you have to make things understandable because there's no sense being overwhelming. You know, we all just want to know what's good for us and when can we take it and when do we take it? Where do we get it? How do we use it? those are the things we're interested in every single day. So my thank you to Amberlynn Vitale and Garden of Life for being here today. As a reminder, remember the turmeric products are 35% off. You can use that discount on either of the products in the turmeric line. And, of course, ask for a $3 off coupon. You can use that on top. And remember, most of the line from Garden of Life, 25 to 35% off every single day. How wonderful is that? Especially when you're like me, that we use quite a few products from the line. So keep that in mind. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They sure make it easy for you. They make sure that you have the knowledge you need and the questions are answered and that you can start really focusing on a healthier way of living, because they take the time to make sure that you have an understanding of what's going on. You know, we do so much research in other parts of our life, with our job, with our projects, buying a new smartphone. Oh, boy, we do as much research as possible with that, even though we end up getting a phone that we use about 5% of what it actually can do. But, you know, we want the biggest, flashiest, the reddest, the ripest, the biggest, the newest, you know, and we want to make sure that we're doing our homework on that. But as far as our supplements, we'll just grab something off a shelf. Don't do that. The better you choose, the more wisely and more educated guesses that you make with knowledge, you're going to feel better. Because I'll tell you what, as you get older, the one thing you're going to want more than anything is not going to be a thing. It's going to be your health. You're going to want to feel better. You want to be able to move better. You want to be able to think clearer and have more energy and be a more positive person and not hurt and not be stuck at doctor's offices and not be stuck in line at the pharmacy. And those are the things that you're going to be concerned about. So get started now. No matter where you are in your age or your health, preparation, good protocols, prevention, and a little bit of education on your side can let you take back your health and hold on to it. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They're a fully packed store with the best of the best in every category. They're going to make sure that you have exactly what you need to get the job done. They're going to make sure that you have questions answered. They're going to make sure that you've chosen correctly. They're going to make sure that they've steered you in the direction that you need to be headed in, so that you're choosing the right stuff for you, because we're all different. They're also going to make sure that you've got what you need to get the job done and to feel awesome. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Choose wisely with them. Go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address and start getting the benefits from their webpage, like coupons and newsletters. And like them on Facebook as well. And remember, if you can't tune into my show live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the archives of the podcast when it's convenient for you. Remember, the turmeric products from Garden of Life, 35% off. Ask for your $3 off coupon. I hope you do something great for yourself today. Have an awesome day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.